咗。OK， 嗱，咁你而家進入另一個程序啦，咁就希望就聽聽大家嘅意見啦。咁咁當然都有一啲我簡單嘅所謂發言規則啦。咁希望咧大家發表你嘅意見咧係要精簡啲啦，譬如話最好兩三分鐘能夠講得到你嗰個意見或者提出到嘅問題。第二咧就希望你得到邀請先至發言啦，即係意思即係話，因為好多朋友想發言啦，咁我會逐一邀請。咁如果每一個發言得太長嘅時候咧，咁好多朋友冇機會喺今日呢個場合發言，咁所以希望咧為咗公正啦，咁希望大家即係盡量簡潔。咁同埋咧要切合議題啊，因為我哋今日咧係一個比較集中討論，即係我哋個大家聚首堂嘅係集中討論今日呢個議題。咁當然我亦都希望，即係作為主席咧，我就希望大家都有啲即係唔好忘即係當然大家有自己嘅意見啦。咁但係咧好似頭先 Carlson 都講，就政府其實希望大家對於有啲重點作出回應嘅。咁譬如話本身嗰個空氣質素嘅指標本身嗰個檢討啦，即係佢嗰個具體內容啦，係咪適合分段進行啦？如何分段啦？仲有一個咧，可能大家比較冇乜留意到，就係、是包括個容許超標嘅數目。譬如你做即係呢個空氣質素指標咧，如果你睇翻現存嗰個咧，咁其實有一定數目嘅超標即係有一個超標嘅數目，譬如話一年容許幾多日超標咁。咁如果寬鬆一啲嘅AQO 啦，即係用我用 AQO 簡單即係代替呢個空氣質素指標啦。咁可能咧就容許佢寬鬆啲，咁可能咧就超標嘅日子要少啲，超標個數目少啲。又或者收緊啲，但係容許個超標嘅數目多啲。咁我發覺咧就好少人探討呢一個問題嘅。咁其實呢個好重要㗎，因為如果你我好緊，但係容許多啲超標咧，咁其實超標嗰啲日子咧係可以好高嘅喎，那個空氣污染嘅程度，咁所以大家要留意呢樣嘢。第二咧就係、是將來檢討嘅機制，咁依家政府嘅提議咧就係五年做一個檢討，咁大家希望大家都作呢、這個喺呢方面做一個回應啦。第三咧就係、是、嗰個達標嘅方案，咁依家提咗19項，而至到36項，我就係記19項。咁包括頭先講到Carlson 提到嗰個步伐啦，嗰、那個成本嗰、那個分擔或者承擔嘅問題啦，咁當然啦，最重要就係個效益嘅問題，以至到平衡各方由界別業界到市民各方即係個社會各個 sector 嘅一個利益嘅問題啦。咁呢個亦都係好實際嘅問題嚟㗎。咁我依家可以，我諗我哋可以開始我哋今日嘅研討嘅場合。OK， 咁啊，先生，
係我係代表兩個組織，就係、是、香港浸會大學社會系校友會主席，同埋中九幹線環境問題召集人。咁我嘅意見咧就係嗰個。十幾年咧，我哋嗰路邊質素空氣都係超標嘅。咁尤其是咧個微塵粒子，可吸入微塵粒子完全超標。咁即係話有 objective 冇去監管咧，呢、這個好大問題嘅。咁呢個係政府需要考慮嘅。另外咧就係嗰個微塵粒子好毒嘅，係令到嗰個癌症咧增加3至4倍嘅。咁呢度咧，如果我哋擺得佢喺中期目標咧，係冇幫我哋改善我哋情況。其實嚴重影響我哋健康嗰啲嘢咧，應該係集中處理，更加快啲去達標。冇咁嚴重影響健康嗰啲，應該就擺後啲。咁呢個咧個優先次序要處理。另外咧就係低排放區咧，我覺得唔係一個解決方案，被斬腳趾避沙蟲，因為咧佢係令到周邊嘅環境更加塞車。 譬如好似呢個旺角區咧，如果做呢個低排放區咧，油麻地區一定係更加嚴重，而家已經係超標咯，第時咪仲更加超標。咁所以咧就仲有一個好大嘅問題，就城市設計佢冇考慮嘅，整個大問題，整個我哋城市設計咧。包括咧太多道路咧擺咗喺民居嗰度啦，咁亦都係環繞嗰、那個即係、就是、海岸線起曬高樓啊，咁呢啲都係冇去處理嘅，而係處理咗一啲唔咁重要嘅嘢。咁呢個亦都係令到我哋包括喺嗰個香港規劃與標準冇去嚴厲執行啊，咁所以令到我哋嗰個空氣咧係越嚟越差。咁呢個係即係政府需要必須去改善啦。咁仲有一樣咧，就大型基建咧，佢頭先提過啦，包括鐵路或者其他嘅，即係譬如中九幹線咁啊，呢啲都係一啲大型排放嗰啲染污物嘅，就點解唔去做咗環評先去做咧？咁呢個係好大嘅失誤啊！咁亦都係令到我哋嗰啲空氣咧，就係冇去處理啲大型基建物啊，咁多個大型基建物一路不停推出嚟。是沒有去處理，那城市設計這麼大件事呢，為什麼完全沒有去看到呢？這個是環保署呢，是在這方面應該要加重去處理的。那我都希望呢，就是環保署呢，在個控制，就是不是只有 objective， 而是怎樣控制，令到那個空氣污染能夠改善，這個才是最重要的。那也都希望呢，就是在個環評那裡呢，是長期的環評能夠擺咗喺，即係譬如好似中九幹線咁啦。咁環評咧，而家我哋佢用咗舊嘅指標喎。好啦，等到起好之後，新指標一定超標啦。咁即係話我哋永遠嗰區咧都係超標嘅。咁即係呢度有冇考慮到咧？我哋點樣去監控咧？咁就係有 objective 冇去監控，即係得個空談咯。嚇，我講得係咁多啦。
多謝先。剛才抗流症，希望大家發言就講講自己姓名，如果你有代表的機構，亦都講講你代表的機構，咁方便環保署可以做一個記錄，就知道即係你嘅代表，或者你係代表個人，或者代表機構發言。我又有啲口痕，我想講到規。嗰度規劃咧，咁即係我哋城規會成員咧，咁規劃係佢有啲好大具體嘅困難，咁但係最主要嘅困難咧，我哋唔可以拆咗現有嗰啲樓嘅，我哋只係希望將來咧能夠改善到我哋城市嘅規劃。咁環評咧，其實不嬲都進行緊，所有大型基建都有進行環評。咁當然具體內容咧，可能都即係可以話有個別例子咧，可能會有斟酌，但係肯定所有基建都有環評嘅。咁舊新環呢個 AQO 咧，咁我都點解環超會我哋咁多年咧，都其實都希望盡快落實新個 AQO。下一位，阿 Mike。
Thank you. Just at the beginning, I want to take the opportunity to point out what is the current health impact of air pollution in Hong Kong right now. Because unless we understand this, we don't have a good reason to look at reducing air pollution. Air pollution is not so much about visibility, it's about how it impacts people's lives and their health. And I just want to give some statistics from air pollution from last year, which anybody can find on the web. Last year, air pollution caused 1,155 premature deaths, 81,000 premature or unnecessary hospital bed days, and more than 7 million doctor visits in 1 year. So it's very interesting to see EPD's proposals showing that we can have around a 25-30% decrease in hospital bed days as a result of these measures. That's something that I think is worth supporting, and Civic Exchange believes these measures are worth supporting for that purpose. Now, to add to that, we are concerned that the target for sulfur dioxide will actually have a worse impact on pollution, that the other targets may improve pollution, but with the sulfur target, pollution could get worse. And we would like to propose that a tighter target be set. And obviously we prefer the World WHO guideline, the air quality guideline at 20, but we propose that the target of 50 should be considered. And the reason is this. The sulfur dioxide that does the most damage comes from the port and the ships in the port. And I think you saw a handout this morning from the Clean Air Network, which is this paper, which shows that the ports are responsible for SO2 pollution. And we think that we can reduce this pollution by changing the fuel that ships are allowed to use in port. And one very important thing is that when the ship is alongside in the port, the pollution from the ship is under the control of EPD. It's not under the control of the Marine Department or the port terminal operators. EPD has the ability to impose restrictions on fuel emission that is already in the port. So this is something that is in Hong Kong's control and we can fix. So I just raised those two issues. People are dying right now, sick right now in hospital, but also that we can fix the problem from the port. Thank you.
Morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Edwin Tao. I'm the chairman of South Tokyo One Concern Group. I represent about 60 blocks of buildings, 60,000 residents near the Tokyo One area. Now, air quality objective, yes. Right now in Tokyo One area, we have very serious problem over there. Because what? Sha Tin Central Line and Kai Tak redevelopment. Okay, I found out the air sampling station around that area is practically doesn't exist. And with all these construction and all this renovation, rezoning from industrial to residential, all these monitoring stations should and be placed over there to secure the air quality objective. Because it's near the residential area and sports complex, it's a definitely no-no to any contamination, installation, heavy industry, and the construction of MTR. Now, I would like to ask the panel to whether it's probably to be able to establish air sampling station at a regular distance between the residential area and the sports complex to monitoring the air quality. Now, also, like Mr. Lee just been saying, that a lot of government installation has been planned, actually built before the environment impact assessment is properly in place. I've got here evidence from the Kai Tak area that dumping ground and concrete manufacturing has been installed without a proper environment impact assessment in place, and that installation has been there for over 10 years using temporary license. Now, that evidently will impact air quality objectives, and it is damaging all the health within that vicinity to all the residents. And because we don't have a sampling station to monitoring all this, what are the consequences? Now the gentleman has been saying, we'll be able to save a lot of health and expenses along the community. But how come all this contamination installation be there without any monitor, without any assessment, and doesn't assess the health of residents? And there's no consultation whatsoever with the neighborhood about this. And the Sha Tin Central Line is doing exactly the same thing. They try to push through all these things in the district council and the legislative council without proper environment impact assessment. Now, I would like the panel to actually to put in strict rules and regulations to the government saying all these proposed MTL construction or whatever, follow the guideline and monitoring, and also you have to have a penalty clause or some way to secure them. This way you can safeguard the health and the community and listen to the grassroots. Listen to the people, what they want, what they need, instead of just do it, and regardless of the consequences. Okay. Also, sorry that I, prolong the thing. I would like also to ask the panel whether you can place a regular inspection on source emission control. Now, there are a lot of chimney, exhaustion pipe, garbage incinerators, all these things. Now, sometimes there are complaints, but when the authority comes in, normally, they find, no problem or whatever. But when they move out, the same thing happens. Now, how can we exercise, the rules and regulations on a regular monitoring system? Okay. And also, there's another one, is the auto monitor. Now, a lot of excavation, especially to MTR, they've been digging out, sand, steel, stones, all these things, and put on an open area. And we all know when you do the excavation, the smell is very strong. How can we put in a odor monitoring to control the air quality objective around this excavation area? I would like, the panel to help us and to protect all the health in Hong Kong. Thank you very much.
我想回應一下剛才Mr.Michael的講的部分，關於空氣污染對健康影響，我覺得空氣污染指標，我們要制定的時候，一定要考慮對健康影響，而不是考慮所謂能不能達到標的 feasibility 那樣的問題，因為我們在工作環境裡面，我們定的工作環境的指標都是 考慮佢對嗰個工人健康嘅影響嚟到做嘅，而唔係考慮先達唔達到標呢個工廠。如果再搞一搞咁嘅嘢，可能好貴喎，唔係考慮呢樣嘢，而考慮對嗰個工作環境對個工人嘅健康影響。所以應該大氣環境一個 general environment， 嗰個空氣質素要點定咧？嗰個原則咧，都係頭先阿 Mike Kelvin 講咧，就係話， 我哋對於嗰個整體嗰個社區嗰個健康嘅影響有幾大，所以呢個係一個主要嘅原則嘅問題。頭先啊，主席講咧就話啊，我哋希望都有啲發言係俾啲意見，關於嗰個所謂超標 accident 嗰個 percentage， 即係話呢個好緊要咁。咁我嘅回應就咁樣啦，即係如果你睇 accident 嚟到定嗰個指標咧，咁你就係 putting the cart before the horse。 你唔係即係個 principle 係唔啱，個原則係唔啱嘅。你應該睇嗰個對健康影響，而至睇嗰個指標，定個指標，而唔係話我睇嗰個 accident 會唔會太過離譜咧？咁嚟到定嗰個指標，一個寬鬆嘅指標，都唔會太離譜。因為點解嗱 ？accident 即係頭先吳教授個講咧，佢話呢個好重要，因為喺個 law 嗰度寫住，唔容許幾多 accident， 唔容許幾多超標。咁老實講， 如果我哋咁多年來香港嘅空氣質素有幾時係冇話超標啊？成日啲超標，咁超標又點啊？有冇咩法律嘅？譬如你我舉個例子，有人犯咗法，警察拉人啦，咁如果超標拉邊個啊？超嘅 accident 多咗幾多%？咁點啊 ？So what？ 咁邊個負責咧？咁我覺得呢個只係一個數字上嘅一個令到嗰、那個整體嗰、那個嗰條嗰盤數靚啲，而唔係為咗係保障市民嘅健康嘅。好，多謝。
多謝黃教授。我或者要喺呢度讓台上幾位負責嘅官員做個回應啦。咁我其實頭先講我話 exceeding 佢係一個議題係需要討論嘅，我冇話嗰樣嘢，因為我覺得因為我上次幾個月前喺呢度討論同一場合討論呢、這個同一個議題啦，係冇乜人提到呢一個意見，咁我好開心啊！黃之毅教授提到佢對於呢方面嘅觀點。OK， 咁我或者先問
首先大家提出嘅問題咧，可以分幾點幾個大類咧，或者我哋可以話唔同嘅類別，或者用一個唔同嘅回應咧。第一個咧就係、是提出，就先主席你提出嘅討論，就係我哋制定指標嘅時候係用咩啦嚇，用咩嘅準則？是用一個較為嚴格的準則，容許一個較多的超標的時間，或者是較寬鬆的準則而沒有超標的時間，即是這個大家討論。我相信這個是個概念上我們怎樣制定個指標，指標的目的是什麼。第二個呢就有朋友呢都提到呢，就關於路邊空氣污染個實際的政府對於無論是監察和那個管制的做法，我相信剛才發言的朋友呢好像對於這一方面是非常關心的，我覺得我們都可以詳細向這裡呢向大家介紹一下，其實過去多年來呢政府就著路邊污染的情形呢是做了什麼的改善的措施，還有其實我們也都是為了路邊的污染情況呢，我們也都是在我們的空氣監察網站裡面呢有兩類的，一呢就當然是監察一般的大氣的污染，另外一個呢也都是有一些路邊污染的監察站，正正呢就是說反映了政府呢對於路邊污染的情況是非常重視的。咁第三點呢就係有朋友亦都提到呢個別嘅項目呢就發展嘅時候，其實呢對於日後嗰個大型嘅基建啦發展嘅時候呢，對於環境造成嘅壓力，政府係點樣去處理嘅。咁第一點我諗就係制定個指標，咁正正係今次我哋公開諮詢嘅其中一個重點。咁我相信兩位學者都有唔同嘅觀點，亦都已經提咗出嚟啦。咁我哋喺呢度即係聽多啲嘅意見。至於路邊污染嗰個情況咧，我都好想簡單咁講一講，或者我應該請阿莫生咧，亦都可以補充一下嘅。其實對於路邊污染嚟講咧，政府係非常之重視咧。其實由90年代尾開始咧，到而家係做咗大量嘅改善嘅工作嘅。咁如果總結啲嚟講咧，我哋係針對咧就係呢個車用或者係一啲我哋而家其實工業用一啲嘅燃油嘅標準係不斷去提升。咁在座咁多位一直係好關心香港嘅生活質素，包括呢個環境問題啦。咁可以留意得到咧，其實而家我哋用嘅呢個柴油車輛用嘅燃油咧，已經係全面咧係用呢個基本上係極低極低含硫量嘅，就係用一個歐五型嘅柴油。咁亦都係透過政府無論喺立法啦，或者一啲鼓勵措施裏邊咧，係率先係引入嘅。咁如果係車用燃油嚟講，我哋嘅標準亦都係非常之高啦。車輛嘅排放嚟講咧，我哋亦都係一路咧係即係基本上咧，盡量係配合咧世界先進地區嗰個車輛排放標準咧，係用一個非常之嚴格嘅要求嘅。咁而家我哋嘅法定標準咧，新登記車輛係歐四啦。咁我都睇住個發展情況咧，希望能夠盡早係都引入歐五型嘅。咁我相信如果環顧其他地區嚟講咧，香港喺路管制方面咧個工作係做得非常之緊貼呢個世界嘅發展。咁當然你話路邊污染嘅情況我哋亦都透過我哋嘅監察網站咧，係一路都係睇到嗰、那個嗰、那個近年嚟嘅走勢嘅。咁依家我可以請莫生咧去補充一下嘅。咁至於有朋友提到，喂，到底低排放區係咪一個解決路邊污染嗰、那個嗰、那個好直接同埋有效嘅方法咧？咁我想大家留意一下咧，我哋其實顧問嘅報告喺第一項第一個第一期的措施裏面去建議的呢，是其實是很多元化的措施。第一是針對這個排放污染排放量強的一些的污染源啦，咁呢個佢都係擺喺好高嘅位置，例如係發電啦。另外一啲咧就係未必係佢個別嘅污染量係咁高，但係因為佢係接近市民 接近呢個路邊嘅污染排放咧，亦都擺喺個地位置係好高嘅。咁呢一啲咧就係針對一啲嘅交通運輸方面嘅排放情形嘅。咁至於你話低排放區係咪徹底咁解決咗嗰個問題咧？咁呢個我哋都拎出嚟咧，同大家討論。但係設立低排放區其中一個嘅理念咧，就係話呢啲低排放區好多時咧就係即係人煙係比較稠密啦，係唔單止係居住或者係好多時你工作啊一啲商業活動亦都好多嘅地方。咁呢啲地方第一。要設立低排放區，若果能夠成功嘅話，當然係令到去到呢啲地區嘅市民咧，去受到呢個路邊污染嘅情況係可以減少嘅。咁但係當然亦都係正正因為佢哋係人流密嘅地方，會亦都係對使用呢啲地區嘅市民咧帶嚟一啲不便嘅情況嘅。咁點樣去落實或者去推展呢一啲嘅計劃咧，係需要。各方面的意見，譬如我們在諮詢區議會的時候，我們都收到了區議會也很關心這個問題，正正就是若果設立這些這樣的區域的話，對於當地的市民或者一些商戶可能是會帶來很大的不便，所以要推進這個工作是尚需要很多詳細的分析和研究的，但我們希望透過這個諮詢就收到這些意見，那我們怎樣去跟進呢？我們是會聽完呢個公眾嘅諮詢之後咧，就做每一項嘅計劃咧，我哋需要設計好具體嘅內容。另外咧，就我見到有朋友咧，好關心呢個大型基建嗰個設計咧，點樣去反映個環境嘅要求嘅。其實大家提到有啲嘅項目咧，其實係進行呢個環評嘅工作當中嘅。喺環評嘅工作咧，其實就係要達到咧，喺推動發展嘅同時咧，係要。對環境嗰個造成嘅壓力咧，係唔會達到一個不可以接受嘅情況。咁點樣去達到呢樣嘢咧？就無論喺個工程嘅設計啦，個基建嘅設計啦，施工嗰個細則嘅要求啦，等等咧，其實咧環評係列咗非常之嚴格嘅監管同埋嗰個規控嘅。咁所以咧就無論喺工作呢啲大型基建嗰個設計。施工同埋日後個營運裏邊嚟講咧，都係環評咧需要作出一個評審嘅範圍裏邊。咁所以咧，我好知道大家咧就對於一啲大型規劃、大型基建嗰個規劃咧嗰個關心。咁其實咧，環評呢個法例嘅設立咧，祖南博士咧就係、是。在這一方面是一個專家來的，也可以就我相信他有很多的經驗，就是看到在我們推動的發展的同時怎樣兩者是互相 去兼顧的。當然有朋友提到有些個別的裝置或者個別的運作到底環保署有些什麼監控呢，其實我們現行的法例裏面就對於一些有可能是導致排放的污染源的排放嘅一啲嘅工序咧，其實我哋係需要一個發牌嘅制度嘅。咁如果你個別嘅裝置或者係一個運作大家關心嘅情形，或者覺得可能佢係佢無論有冇法攞到牌咧，如果你覺得佢響運作過程裏邊對附近嘅市民可能造成一啲嘅滋擾嘅話咧，我哋歡迎佢向我哋提出有關嘅資料，咁我哋可以去即係就住個別嘅個案咧，詳細嘅情況我哋去跟進，或者我請莫生講講呢個路邊空氣，我哋一路以嚟個監察嘅情況。
都係住宅，或者喺我未講監察情況嘅之前咧，我想重點講一講，其實喺過去嚟講咧，路邊即係點樣處理嗰個車輛廢氣排放嗰方面工作，因為其實咧路車輛係我哋主要嘅污染源嚟嘅。咁而我哋十分同意咧，就係話粒子喺個路邊空氣污染裏邊亦都係一個重要嘅項目，我哋應該重點去處理。咁所以咧，其實就喺1999年開始咧，其實我哋就係話除咗處長正話提及嘅。我哋喺啲新車啊、車輛燃油嗰度要佢用啲乾淨啲嘅好啲燃油之外咧，其實我哋亦都引入咗一系列嘅措施，係針對翻佢嗰個粒子嘅排放。最好簡單啦，我哋大家知道咧，嗰啲柴油嘅商業車輛其實係喺運載頭出好多粒子嘅，咁亦都有一啲係散嘅化物嚇。喺粒子方面咧，咁其實嗰啲車嘅數量又多，咁所以政府咧亦都係攞咗啲錢出嚟資助佢哋。裝翻啲粒子嘅減排粒子嘅設施嘅，咁而咧我哋係幫咗60000多部車咧係裝翻呢啲設施，而亦都咧係強制佢哋咧係一定要裝呢啲設施。咁咧另一方面咧，咁我哋亦都係有所謂嘅石油氣車啦，係嘛？我哋希望透過轉啲的士、小巴用石油氣嘅車輛係減少粒子嘅排放。 咁另外咧，就係我哋亦都引有一啲先進嘅啊驗黑煙嘅測試，係減低翻呢啲車，唔好咁多黑煙，整好啲。咁其實我哋睇到效果就路邊而家我都見到黑煙車個數咪少咗差唔多八成嘅。咁另外咧就係話，既然舊車係咁多嘅污染啊，咁多嘅問題，咁所以政府亦都係提出一啲資助計劃，係鼓勵佢哋提早去淘汰，提早去更換。咁依家呢咁嘅措施，其實我都睇到路邊空氣嗰度係有明顯嘅改善嘅。咁如果相對翻1999年嚟講咧，我哋嗰、那個粒子同埋碳氧化物，佢哋都減咗咧，差唔多係超過兩成嗰個濃度嘅。咁所以我哋見到嗰、那個成功，即係個成果。但係當然啦，我哋都希望能夠咧係進一步改善翻路邊嗰個空氣嘅污染。咁、啊、而嗰、那個喺今次嗰個顧問亦都咧係提咗啲措施出嚟。是話咧，係咪我哋加快淘汰呢啲老舊嘅商業車輛咧？咁樣咁當然，我哋如果希望咧，其實都有機會聽翻大家的意見啦。多謝主席。
其實我補出我即係方便大家認識我哋今日討論呢個 AQO 嘅其中一個問題，就係頭先講到容許超標嘅數目啦。咁特別咧在應用在環評和規劃或者規劃環評上高呢，其實是有一個很重要的角色的，就等於即 AQO 在環評裏面呢，就等於個 goalpost， 即是那兩條扶柱。咁當然怎樣定呢？咁你現在基本上來講，我們就想收窄這個門柱。咁但是收窄多少呢？咁收窄一點，不過讓五球，同埋我不要那麼收窄，不過讓一球。咁依家咧，其實對個概念就係咁樣嘅。咁所以話超唔超標咧，其實喺現實世界可能超咗標都唔知罰邊個。但係喺規劃環評同埋EIA 即係個別即係嗰個工程嘅環評咧，其實係有一個好決定性嘅影響，因為嗰個工程嘅影響咧，佢會預計佢唔符合到將來。Okay, sir.
咁多位早晨，地球之友嘅蔡嘉文。先啦，台上嘅講者就迴避咗關於 SO2 嘅問題，即係各位外國朋友嘅一個提問啦。其實呢，你哋將喺第一階段嘅嗰個建議裏面呢，就提出咗係將呢個 SO2 呢，就用呢一個中期即係 IT1 嘅呢一個中期指標。如果以而家嘅數據呢，即係你哋嘅數據顯示呢，其實你哋係乜嘢都唔需要做呢，已經可以好成功咁達標㗎喇。咁點解你哋唔更加努力或者再大幅度一啲將佢變成 IT2 呢？喺呢一個過程裏面，你哋有一樣嘢可以做，就係頭先嗰個外國朋友提出將呢一個葵涌嘅嗰個貨櫃碼頭處理得好一啲。如果你要求呢個遠洋嘅輪船都係使用呢個超低流柴油嚟做燃料嘅話呢，其實你哋可以好大幅度可以減低呢一個二氧化硫的這個排放。如果你們是有這個決心去改變這個空氣污染的問題的話，不要當葵青區的居民是犧牲品的話，我建議你們可以再大幅度將原本你們放在第二階段去做的那個要求遠洋輪船去使用這個超低流柴油，可以提早一點做。那當然啦，前提是麻煩你們在以後每一次諮詢更加清楚地去提出你們的時間表是什麼，因為現在你們第一階段從來都沒有說過是什麼時候，可能10年之後，可能20年之後，可能是2017，可能是2047，沒人會知道。所以我強烈建議你們應該要告訴市民聽，究竟你們是打算什麼時候去達標。如果不是的話，其實大家都是一個等字的。多謝曬。
Hello， 我是清新空氣行動 Paul Tong。 第一點我想提出的就是 嗰、那個測試嘅地點啊。我唔知點解選擇呢個塔門，可能因為嗰個地點比較偏遠，同可以咧睇到大陸吹過嚟嘅啲粒子或者。咁但係除呢個塔門以外，可唔可以俾我睇下你選擇其他嘅地點 ？OK， 嗰個報告係點咧？係東涌又點咧？或者喺九龍東啊、西啊諸如此類，我唔知有冇其他地點可以俾我哋參考一下。因為頭先講到即係嗰個龍門喺邊度讓球，但你喺個龍門嗰喺邊度先？如果喺塔門個偏遠地方，個數據都咁高嘅時候 ，OK， 我覺得呢個點好重要咯。第一點，第二點，嗰、那個新嘅質素指標咧 ，OK， 係根據世衛嘅。咁但同我而家香港市民見到嗰個指標，咩路邊空氣指標，咩中等到偏高嘅意義，將來點樣連接得到？OK， 而可以教育到未來的市民，即係應該採取啲咩措施咧？呢樣好緊要。除呢個十九點以外 ，OK， 譬如好似喺啲高危嘅地方，有冇啲路邊嘅指示牌喺度？即係話俾啲人聽，喂，好危險喎，戴翻個口罩啦咁樣。唔係先十九條通過咗之後 ，OK， 咁啲市民係咪可以告政府，定告邊個？即係因為佢處理嗰個環境嘅嗰、那個空氣唔好咧，啊，就大致上係呢幾點。
所以我哋接受多一位，跟住我哋就睇下台上有冇回應，然後我哋就 take a break 好唔好？嗰位啊，
劉啟漢啊，科技大學啊，我想討論翻頭先，因為都係講到規劃同埋。剛才吳祖蘭教授其實都有講到，就係話好多嘢係做唔到嘅，因為起咗樓又唔可以拆啊，起咗路
好多啫 ，sorry。
但係即係我想講咧，其實最主要我哋要睇翻係咪我哋想做呢樣嘢嘅目的同埋個決心夠幾大啊？如果我哋真係為咗改善健康，如果嗰樣嘢喺度係真係有咁大影響嘅咧，點解唔可以拆咧？咁因為我哋睇翻啲example，南韓。他為了改善空氣，路邊的空氣，他將一條四個 lane 的 highway 拆了，起回以前那條河，之後很大的讚賞。北京首鋼現在已經不在北京了，是為了改善空氣。絕對如果我們有政治決心是做得到的。這件事不是只是南韓和北京才做得到，香港也做得到的。皇后碼頭已經不在了。即係我哋要有一樣嘢，社會有共識，政府有決心，我覺得絕對係做得到，唔係做唔到。
多謝劉教授。咁你呢個真係要好多即係市民支持同埋有個政治決心，你先會做得到嘅。咁我都歡迎。咁我想睇下台上，係 Carlson 可能會有啲回應。跟住我哋好唔好即個short break 啊，咁我哋留翻多啲時間大家討論，好冇？
好。頭先有幾位講者都關心我哋定嗰個 SO2 個指標，同埋如果我哋係咪可以喺遠洋輪船嗰個排放方面做多啲嘅工作咧？咁樣。咁第一點咧就係話，大家或者忽略咗我哋其實有一個好重要嘅機制喺今次檢討想帶出嚟嘅，就係、是、一個定時。而家顧問建議咧就係每五年檢討嘅機制。我哋而家定一個咁樣嘅指標嘅時候咧，唔係話表示我哋定咗之後咧，呢、這個就係永遠噶啦。我哋又等二十幾年先再進行一次檢討。咁如果我哋喺一個 SO2 方面，而家香港我哋嗰個表現咧，可以話唔算太差，都算幾好。但係如果我哋要進一步再去到世衛，譬如大家有台下有講者建議下一個階段咧，就係五十個微克咁樣。如果睇翻而家嘅資料咧，就係、是、譬如一般監察站咧，如果我哋用五十微克呢一個咁樣嘅標準咧，其實而家我哋都有超過80多次嘅超標嘅每年。咁進一步，當然我哋完全同意咧，就係、是、話進一步睇下係咪可以有啲咩工作可以再做，將呢個二氧化硫嗰個濃度進一步下降咧。船咧的確係一個我哋要考慮做嘅嘢。咁如果我睇第一階段咧，政府已經是剛才我在我那個講解也說過了，就是說首先我們跟本土的渡輪公司進行一個試驗，就是說看看可不可以用超低硫柴油，
咁如果呢個試驗成功的話咧，當然環保署咧，我哋相當之希望咧，係一定係要即係我哋嘅，起碼我哋嘅本土嘅渡輪啦，係改用超低柴油嘅。遠洋輪船呢個議題咧，其實我哋不嬲亦都有關注。但係當佢真係要遠洋輪船去改用一啲唔好話超低柴油啦，比起而家低含硫量啲嘅油品。啊！而家我哋遠洋輪船大概用嘅油品啦，可能係超過3% 含油量嘅，甚至無進一步降低，甚至去到1.51毫。咁呢個咧有幾方面我哋要考慮嘅。第一就係話涉及到可能涉及到啲國際公約嗰個要求啦，香港唔可以自己單獨咁去做啦。其他嘅鄰近嘅港口，我哋一定要同呢、這個譬如深圳方面嘅港口啊，其他廣東省嘅港口。一定要商討是否可以即係統一嚟到限制進入，譬如話華南海岸嘅遠洋輪船嗰、那個用油嗰個含流量啦咁樣。咁呢啲工作其實我哋都有初步啦，已經同呢個廣東省啊、深圳當局啊係展開討論嘅。但問題就話，如果我哋係咪有信心可以話好短期做到咧？呢、這個我哋有少少保留嘅。因為佢涉及到嘅咧，就係真係我哋要可能會獲得呢、這個甚至無中央政府啦，喺我哋嗰個國際公約之下嗰個義務係點樣，要點樣去改法。咁但係咧，其實我哋而家係朝緊呢個方向去睇緊，唔表示我哋就算而家顧問唔係建議擺喺第一階段咧，唔表示我哋而家係冇做過呢方面嘅工作，我哋朝住呢方面嚟做。咁但係第一階段，我哋覺得認為咧，應該係先係做好咗我哋自己內港。嘅一啲渡輪嗰、那個用油嗰方面係咪可以做個改善先？而我哋而家即係亦都係同步，亦都係同呢個國內有關嘅單位啦，係討論緊呢個問題。咁所以即係喺就算我哋而家建議話喺二氧化硫，我哋用咗世衛第一個階段嗰個指標，咁其實呢方面咧，亦都其實係歐盟嗰方面咧，亦都係用緊相同嘅指標嘅，大家容許超標嘅次數咧都係3次。咁所以我哋覺得已經係同可以話咁講啦，係同一個國際最先進嗰個指標咧係睇齊。咁如果我哋落實咗呢個指標之後，再有一個定期檢討，每5年做一次檢討或者更新嘅呢個咁樣嘅制度之下，再發覺可以再通過額外嘅措施可以進一步收緊咧，我相信其後嘅檢討咧，我哋絕對係會考慮嘅。至於話頭先有好多嘅朋友提到擔心嗰個時間表嘅問題啦，顧問而家我哋喺嗰個建議咧係冇一個好確實嘅時間表建議出嚟，咁但係正正咧就係話，而家我哋想希望通過今次嘅諮詢，其中一個好重要嘅議題、重要嘅地方咧，希望市民俾建議我哋嘅咧就係話，我哋嗰個執行呢啲措施嗰個步伐。是怎樣？譬如剛才講過有一些措施，它是需要很長的時間去規劃的，譬如包括我們降低或者提升我們的燃氣的比例，電廠的方面它需要加添它們的燃氣的機組，在規劃的方面需要時間，另外更加重要的就是我們需要一個很長的時間才可以獲取到這些燃氣的供應，那變成在規劃上面已經是需要一個長的時間。第二點更加重要的就是市民他那個對於這個建議的接受程度，我們是想通過今次的諮詢拿到這些意見，才可以有一個比較掌握得好一點，大家那個回應是怎樣，才定到一個時間表。譬如說換車這樣，我們現在已經有一個32億的計劃是鼓勵那些車主換車的，但是這一些計劃呢其實都是一個自願性質的計劃，車主接不接受我們政府的資助去換車也都好看他們自己的意願，而他的意願也很受到一些客觀的因素影響，包括就是他們的經營的狀況、經濟的情況。那是不是要需要不單止是一些鼓勵性的措施，是不是一些可能有涉及到少少所謂懲罰性的措施都要考慮，譬如說加排費啊、甚至無我們提出的低排放區啊，這些其實都可以有助幫助我們那個加速那個換車的那個過程。咁但呢啲種種嗰、那個時間表，或者市民，或者甚至乎就係受影響嘅業界 他們的接受程度是怎樣，他們的反應是怎樣，我們都正正就希望通過今次的諮詢是拿到多些這方面的意見，才可以給我們規劃下一步我們確實的建議是怎樣，包括我們那個執行這些措施的時間表是怎樣。
即是時間給我們預計遲了十分鐘去做一個即是 tea break 啦，大家希望準時15分鐘後我們在這裡再開始。